May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. He was alone. He spent his days among the dead in the tombs. The living were afraid of him. They could see his demons. They saw the way that he was tormented. The living tried to contain him. They bound him in chains and shackles and set a guard over him. But he could not be contained. He was alone with his demons. The man who lived among the tombs when Jesus met him is not so different from some who live today. We may not call them demons, but there are forces and conditions that drive some people away from community. There are forces and conditions that cause others to be afraid to stay away. Maybe we have had a time when we ourselves lived among the tombs for a while. Perhaps it was a terrible loss that led to a terrible grief that we thought no one else could share. The poet Gerard Manley Hopkins knew this place of tombs when he wrote, "No worst, there is none, pitched past pitch of grief." Perhaps there was a time when we could only live in the past, among ghosts of those long gone, ghosts and memories that pulled us away from the living. Perhaps we have been through trauma, whether in war or from abuse. Perhaps we suffer from PTSD. Perhaps it is a mental illness that drives us to live among the tombs. Many of today's homeless suffer from some form of mental illness that contributes to their homelessness. Or maybe it is an addiction to alcohol or drugs. Most of us, maybe all of us, know someone whose addiction to alcohol or drugs is like living with a legion of demons. We know people in our own families and among our friends whose addictions ruined their life, their family life, their marriage. We know people who died far too young because they could not or would not face their own demons of addiction. We may not call them demons, but there are forces and conditions that drive some people away from community. There are forces and conditions that cause others to be afraid to stay away. So this story, the healing of the man who lived among the tombs, is not as strange or foreign to us as it might seem when we first hear it. Yes, it is one of the most dramatic of the healing stories of Jesus. It has demons, tombs, shackles, and ropes. And then that unfortunate loss of the herd of swine. interesting in the Gospels, particularly in Luke and Mark, the demons recognize Jesus first. They know that Jesus' power is the only thing that can make them leave. In this story from Luke, these demons want to stay in the world. So they leave the man and they enter the herd of swine. The swine are the innocent victims in all of this, for they rush headlong into the water, probably to try to get rid of the demons, and they are all drowned. This part of the story is a bit troubling, and we can get caught up and take our focus off the real important part of the story if we focus on the swine. But if we leave that alone and we concentrate on what Jesus did, we see that this story of healing is familiar to us. We have seen it. We all know people who struggle with the disease of addiction, who by the grace and love of God have found a new life in recovery. We all know people who were estranged from their community, their family, who have found healing in Jesus, who have found reconciliation. Jesus heals this man, and the man is transformed. He was out of his mind. Now he is in his right mind. He was wearing no clothes. Now he is fully clothed. He was alone. Now he is restored to community. He was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. Now he is set free to share the good news of God. All of us have struggles. They may not be nearly as dramatic as the man who lived among the tombs, but every life has its own struggles. And Jesus can bring healing to all of us. Once a month, when we have our contemplative evening prayer service, we sing this prayer from Tezay. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let not my doubts and my darkness speak to me. Lord Jesus Christ, your light shines within us. Let my heart always welcome your love. The healing of individuals can lead to the healing of families and communities. But the community has to be willing to accept the healing. And in this story in Luke's Gospel, we see that this did not happen, at least not right away. The people of the Gerasenes were afraid. Luke tells us that they were seized with great fear. Their fear was so great that even though that they saw that the man was healed, they wanted no part of Jesus. They asked him to leave. They preferred things as they were, it seems. The changes were just too sudden, too dramatic, too frightening. The community has to be willing to accept the healing. Jesus healed the man, and the man was transformed. He was out of his mind. Now he is in his right mind. He was wearing no clothes. Now he is fully clothed. He was alone. Now he is restored to community. He was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. Now he is set free by Jesus to share the good news of God.